Hi, everyone, and welcome to this morning's edition of the SoFi Daily Podcast. It's Tuesday, April 16th. Here's what you need to know to start the day. Let's begin with a quick review. U.S. stocks finished lower on Monday amid heightened geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.7%, or 248 points, while the S&P 500 lost 1.2%. The NASDAQ Composite was down 1.8%. U.S. oil prices held more or less flat Monday, while gold jumped 0.8% to roughly $2,380 per ounce, hovering slightly below its record high set last Friday. In economic news, retail sales increased 0.7% in March, much more than expected. The biggest boost came from a bounce in online sales. Persistent consumer spending, which is key for economic growth along with last week's hotter-than-expected inflation print, have tempered rate cut expectations and sent the U.S. 10-year Treasury yield above 4.6%, its highest level since mid-November. In company news, shares of Tesla sank 5.6% after a memo from CEO Elon Musk said it will lay off more than 10% of its global workforce, and two high-profile executives announced they would leave the company. Salesforce shares fell 7.3% after Reuters reported the company is in advanced talks to acquire cloud data management company Informatica. Trump Media stock tumbled 18.4% after filing to issue as many as 146 million common shares. In earnings, shares of Goldman Sachs rose 2.9% after topping earnings expectations, led by a jump in trading and investment banking revenue, while Charles Schwab stock added 1.7% after beating estimates. In other economic data, the New York State Manufacturing Index improved less than expected in April as overall activity declined for the fifth consecutive month. Here are a few headlines that should be on your radar. New York Fed President John Williams said he still expects the Federal Reserve will start lowering rates this year and doesn't consider recent hotter-than-expected inflation data a turning point. The White House will provide up to $6.4 billion in funding for Samsung to develop a chip research and manufacturing facility in Texas. Finally, BP reduced its electric vehicle charging workforce by 10% because the company's bet on EV uptake and charging needs didn't pay off as expected. Here's what to be on the lookout for today. Building permits and housing starts for March. In earnings, it's another big day with reports due from Bank of America, BNY Mellon, Johnson & Johnson, Morgan Stanley, PNC, and United Health, the highest-weighted stock in the Dow. Last but not least, here is one non-finance-related thing we learned today. Lemons float in water. Limes sink. That's all we have for you today. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. And in the meantime, don't forget to check out the SoFi app. Before we go, this communication from SoFi Wealth and The Street Sheet is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. Information contained within should not be perceived as a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party views reflected herein do not reflect the opinion of SoFi Wealth or its affiliates or The Street Sheet. All investments involve risk, and the past performance of a security does not guarantee future results or returns. There is always the potential for financial loss when investing in securities or other financial products. Investors should consider their investment objectives and risks before investing.